There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000, baby.
It's one of our favorite hours of the entire week. Here we go. Thursdays with the maestro. He is the VP of Circus Sports, the D in Golden Gate in downtown Las Vegas. He's also the host of Odds On, weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. He is Mike Palm. Good day, sir.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning. Marlboro, Connecticut. Connecticut needs to feel some love. Our loyal Ness and family, they don't understand why Maine gets propped up all the time. Morris, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Milk River, Alberta. Some great hockey going on up there. Rogers Sportsnet. Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh area, AT&T. And Sunrise on Spectrum, Simi Valley, California. Good morning.
That took 20 seconds, Vescursion.
Okay.
Man, Vescursion.
I love Vescursion. It was great. He referenced me three times. I love the kid.
Yeah. Let's start today's show with some fireworks.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Let's yes.
Go. Yeah.
Please relay this story of what you tried to bet in the last week or so on a future in Major League Baseball and how that sports book operated.
Well, little did I know Hader would be away from the team. We could have had two saves this week. Anyway, I wanted to bet Hader. Look, every one of these starters in the National League I see has flaws.
Oh,
They've
yeah.
had at least two bad starts. You know, Wheeler's starting to put it together. But there's nothing like a Verlander who's just been dominant. So I said, why? And maybe this is the year of the reliever.
Be.
Brewers are going to win that division. Hader's going to have a ton of saves. Let's bet Hader. I was looking around. You mentioned that he was 100-1 earlier last week. So I started looking around over the weekend. 75-1 was the best price I found. So he dropped to 50-1, 40-1 in some places. So I went to a book here in Las Vegas where I have a top-tier card, and I went in. Here's the first thing that upset me, Paul. I went in, and I said, can I get a printout for National League Cy Young? Nope. I said, what? I said, you have a sheet? You have an updated sheet? Did you update it this morning? There's no sheets and there's no printouts. I said, well, I'd like to look at the field. They said, you tell us the pitcher, we'll tell you the price.
Oh.
I told this story to several people. They said, yeah, very few people will give you a printout anymore. I've never
heard
of it. Always went and got a printout. Anyhow.
Yeah, okay. Just ask the teller. Okay.
So I said, how about Josh Hader? What? What's the name? Hader. How do you spell it? HAD. Okay, so it comes 70 to 1. It's still best price in the market by 20 to 1. 50 to 1 anywhere. And then some faraway places, 60 to 1. They said, I said, okay, how much do you want? 400. I handed them 400.
With the player's card.
And the player's card.
So you're
card.
Saying, no, okay, this is who I am. No BS.
We're good to go here.
I'm on the level.
I'm also in the Hall of Fame. Class of 2018 at this casino.
Your picture's on the wall. Is that true?
It's picture on the wall.
If oh, come
to
on.
The second. Anyhow. Now, this book is run by a European. You know, it's farmed out. They're odds making. I don't know if the risk is farmed out. Spends for 6 minutes. Waiting. I said, what's the issue? Well, we got to come. We'll see what they come back with. They came and we'll give you 100. I said, 100? They said, yeah, we'll give you 100, sir. Would you like 100? So I pulled 300 back. They printed out the ticket. Took my card. I started to walk away. The supervisor says, sir, don't you want to make another bet? I said, sure, I'd like to bet 300 at 70 to 1. They go, no, you can bet another 100 at 50 to 1 if you'd like. It's disgusting.
Jesus.
Really, I'm not going to go full Jeff Benson here, but it's pretty disgusting.
That's awful.
Yeah, pretty awful. Anyway, take a bet. Or don't put it up there.
How much would you like
it? Why does it keep happening?
Yeah.
You can't move the odds on somebody. Without taking a bet, and then something. I mean, the Salinas stuff. I mean, yeah. We're on a horrible run here.
A bad run.
And nowhere, anywhere in the sports book or casino, of course, would they show like a limit, right?
Nope.
So you throw out a number, and they're like,
right,
let's check on it.
Right.
Nope, sorry.
If I'd have bet 50, would they have moved the number? I don't know. Then I asked.
What about this? Are you better off going to the kiosk?
Oh, yeah, come on.
And firing 20 bucks a pop.
You have to.
Just hit it 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Keep doing it over and over and over again.
How do you ask that question after what you just said? Of course, you got to jam the sucker. Yeah.
Well, does he have any regrets not doing that? Would you do that next time?
Yeah, but I never thought I couldn't get $400 down.
Well.
Oh, no.
Really?
Not out here.
They're going to hold the money for four months.
Yeah, I know.
That book has rejected smaller bets than that.
I didn't know.
And move the number.
I'm used to dealing with a different book where I, you know. And get 5,000 down on a Copa Libertadores match.
Yeah,
right. No, of course, you bet 6,000
on
women's
soccer. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you, but that's
right. You were betting five dimes on a women's soccer match,
mm-hmm.
and it
six.
Would, and it would get accepted in how long?
Less than a minute.
But you can't get down 400 on a bet that's not going to be paid off until the middle of November.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, well, that seems
right. Well, it's not just
if I'd bet another 100 at 50, then would they give me 100 at 25 to 1? How does that market have such little liquidity that a $100 bet would drive that price from 70 to 1 to 50 to 1?
Good question.
Yeah. Tough. Mm-hmm. Tough. What do you do? You watch Wes Reynolds earlier in the week, something we played earlier. What do you think tipping is appropriate for a writer, teller? Cash a ticket, withdrawal. You make many withdrawals.
Yeah. That's a tough question because all the times you lose, you're not.
That's
you're
true.
Not tipping them too.
That's,
are you a winning player? Are you a losing player? Generally, if I cash in, I stay, especially a parlay. So if I get paid out something 5 to 1, 6 to 1, 10 to 1, something like that, I like to give the kids $20, right? And you know they're minimum wage employees for the most part, maybe a couple dollars above that, and it depends on the customer service and how often I play there too. A book that I've been to right. for the first time, and I go and cash a ticket, maybe $5, maybe 10. Some place you go all the time. Like it was here or maybe at South Point or something like that. It's a different story where you know everybody.
That's
sure.
true.
Sure.
South Point, very good. Also, you want those drink tickets.
Now, we're getting a lot of feedback on this today. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. This is a good email from John who says, I got to tell you, though, guys, it's a two-way street. If I have a good if the ticket writer is nice to me, I will certainly tip. But if they don't give me the time of day and they're a jerk and if they offer me zero drink tickets and it's like that, he's like, why would I tip that person? Like if it's nice and I get a drink ticket and you have a good conversation quickly, like I'm going to tip them automatically. That's what John
had to say. I tip almost everybody. We've talked about this before. The repair person, the cable guy, the plumber, tip them on the way in. It's the same thing. The valet, tip them when they pick it, not when they get to your car, tip them on the way in. That's where it makes the most sense.
Jimmy Vaccaro tips the valet on the way in and the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he does
keep
both.
You up front, yeah, sure. Tough move. Yep. Very good. Speaking of tipping, I know you did some digging on this. There was a $1.4 million hit at the D again, but this goes back a week or two with the Wheel of Fortune. The fellow was from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little background on what he put in and what happened and transpired there with the $1 million hit?
Yeah, they were in less than 200, I think, him and his wife. Truck driver and a retired school teacher. And then they had planned to leave and go home. They stayed an extra night. But, yeah, nobody retired off of that one.
Yeah. I was told they had a nice presentation. Great staff always at the D. That they brought out champagne and he tipped a dollar.
Oh, a dollar.
Yeah. Mm. Your thoughts on that? That's worse than tipping zero because the guy knows.
That's actually tip zero next time. Yeah. He threw a dollar.
Yeah, well, maybe a dollar on the installment payments, too. Maybe we'll get a dollar a year. Maybe he'll mail it in.
A dollar.
That... I heard that. I like that can't be. He just won $1 million. They brought him a beautiful presentation.
You're right, Paul.
Sir, champagne, everything. Dollar.
That's 1,000% worse than tipping $0.
Yes, because some people just don't know.
It's like, because it's a gesture, right? And here, yeah. Take one stinking dollar off of a $1.4 million hit.
I've told you the story about my next door neighbor when I was a kid. Did I tell that story?
What was
that?
Which one was that?
I was 8 years old. We lived there for 15 years or whatever. My parents had lived there. The next door neighbor was a retired couple. And so he calls me and he says, we're going to go on a cruise. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks. Could you water my tomato garden and my flowers?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure, bud. No problem. He brings me his watering can and written out instructions on how to do it. And he says, and by the way, he says, I'm turning the water and everything off in the house. So you have to use your own water. So I tell my dad, he's like, why do we have to use our water? What's this about? So... He was a little perturbed. So anyhow, every day I would go over three times a day, the tomato garden in the back and the flower beds around the house with our water, lug the can over. My father was monitoring the water bill. So they come back after their cruise. Thank you, everything. And he gives me an envelope. He said, I really appreciate you doing this and taking care of it. So they leave. I walk in the house. My father says, give me that envelope. He opened the envelope. $3. There was $3 in the envelope. He said, our water costs more than the $3. Now, picture it. It's 4 years later. It's a Tuesday night. My mother bowls. I remember this. It's a Tuesday night, like 9:30, and NYPD Blue is on.
Yeah.
And we hear a crash next door, and I look up to the window, and I said, Dad, I think the Chargett's house is getting robbed. He said, sit down. I said, sit down. We should call the police. Remember the $3, he said? And they got robbed. They broke in. They stole everything. They were gone. They came back. They came up. Did you hear? Did you see anything? My father said, nothing. We were asleep. The $3. He never forgot the $3. True story. NYPD Blue, we were watching. Oh, Sipowicz.
First of all, NYPD Blue, is that old?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Well, it was 30-something years ago. I mean, I was a young teenager.
I was going to say, you were a teenager Tuesday, back then, right?
My mother wasn't home. She was bowling. Otherwise, she certainly would call the police.
What a move your old man.
Wow.
He never forgot. It's about principle.
Oh, wow.
It's about principle.
Holds a grudge maybe a little
then
bit.
Then they had a big fancy security system installed. They had amber lights. And they came over and he handed it to my dad. Ron, here's the instructions. If you hear these amber lights, if you hear this sound, this is what you do. He walked away. He took you through it and the guy.
Can't you guys? Is there like a Good Samaritan law? You guys,
no,
get
this ain't
for that?
Seinfeld.
No,
this is not Seinfeld.
No. Doesn't exist in the real world.
No. Yeah.
I was wondering. He's Jack Klompus. Get the hell out of here with your jingle.
You'd have loved my old man.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd
have loved him. Yeah. Cub baseball, where they blew it against the Padres in '84. I got to take some time to myself.
Michael, get your coat.
Oh, God. He wasn't wrong.
No, he was
not good
wrong.
Man. Yeah.
Okay, so coming up this hour, I promise we're going to get to the reports of a certain city maybe landing an NBA franchise and what home court edge could mean for that team. Do's and don'ts at the blackjack table. Mike's thoughts on the NHL playoffs. And up next, the five biggest gaffes of the week. In no hyperbole, this is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Great write-ups and previews always at Winners and Winers, and David Hess has dominated MLB totals for over the last year and a half. Consistent numbers from one of the best totals handicappers in the business, 62% this year. He likes a total today. He's locked in. You can get it by texting VSEN to 320-350-3500. Get David's MLB total for free. Text VSEN 320-350-3500.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest.
All right, number five, 132-foot wrister. The Calgary Flames-Edmonton Oilers Western Conference semifinal gave us an unbelievable moment in Game 4 Tuesday night in Edmonton. Flames goaltender Jacob Markstrom misplayed a puck less than a minute into the game, giving the Oilers a quick 1-0 lead. The Oilers led 3-0 after one period and looked well on their way to taking a commanding 3-1 lead in the battle for Alberta. But the Flames fought back in the second period and cut the deficit to 3-2. It remained that way a little over halfway through the third period after the Flames killed an Oilers power play. That's when gambling expert Evander Kane's pass was intercepted by Flames defenseman Rasmus Anderson. Anderson immediately lofted the puck toward the Edmonton zone and right past goaltender Mike Smith and into the net to tie the game 3-3 with 9:04 remaining. The puck traveled 132 feet on its journey to the net. One of the most unbelievable goals you will ever see for any level of hockey, not to mention a Stanley Cup playoff game. There are two things I find curious about the whole incident. First was Smith's immediate reaction. It was obvious to anyone watching the game, and maybe even Don Koharski, that Smith didn't see the puck coming at him. Yet his reaction was to raise both hands in the air and look around at his teammates. Who did he think he could put the blame on? Sorry, Mike, you're on an island here. But what was also interesting was what Rasmus Anderson was doing. He's three-quarters of the way across the ice and immediately lofted the puck at him. If he wanted to get a change, he could have shot it into the corner. Or he could have skated it to center red and dumped it in. But what did he see out of Mike Smith that he would fire the puck from that far away? Whatever he saw, it worked. To Smith and the Oilers' credit, they didn't concede in the game's final 9 minutes. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins beat Markstrom with 3.5 minutes to go, and the Oilers won 5-3 to push the Flames to the brink of elimination. Number four, Country Roads, Take Them Home. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban drew the ire of his former assistant and good buddy, fellow SEC head coach Jimbo Fisher of Texas A&M, with recent comments about the state of college football.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I'd like to see us be able to work back to is, you know, everything in college football has always had parity, you know, same scholarship, you know, same academic support, healthcare, whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think we have that balance right now, which could affect, you know, the parity of college football and college athletics as a whole. So, and I know we got a lot of good people working on it, and I'm sure they'll come up with a good solution for us.
Jimbo fired back the next day at his former mentor.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. They broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the, and the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous, but when he's not on top. And the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been.
Let me start here. Saban's suggestion that he has nothing to do with nor permitted anything in his quarter century as a head college football coach outside the guidance of the NCAA rulebook is laughable. NIL is a reality, and the Aggie boosters have the deepest pockets in the country. So get used to it, Nick. Jimbo's answer, though, is equally as pathetic. If you have some specific allegations to make against Saban, make them. This Ask Anybody mantra is garbage. You were on his staff for 4 years. You brought it up. Let's hear it. Saban later apologized for singling out Texas A&M. He should. This is nonsense. You guys are both from West Virginia, for God's sakes. Number three, they aren't called the Bettman ratings. What is the NHL doing with their Stanley Cup playoff schedule? I kept quiet during the first round when they scheduled four games nightly at 7, 7:30, 9:30, and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Every set of second games started late. Of course they did. You can't expect a playoff game to be done in 2 hours and 20 minutes when the puck drop is 10 minutes after the hour. It would be like the NFL scheduling games at 1 and 4 Eastern. But now, this past weekend was absolutely ridiculous. The second round games have been running two series every night with a day off between games for all eight squads. And then came the weekend. The NHL decided to play only one game on Saturday, Avs at Blues, and have three games on Sunday. Okay, this can be done fairly easily. That is fairly easy for anyone other than the NHL or perhaps Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. Instead of playing the game in St. Louis in the afternoon on Saturday, they started at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. local time, and ran it right up against Game 3 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals between the Heat and the Celtics. Gary Bettman could have had the whole stage to himself earlier in the day, outside of those compelled to watch the D-backs and Cubs from Rainy Wrigley. And then on Sunday, he overlaps the Lightning-Panthers game with the Hurricanes-Rangers games with start times of 1:30 and 3:30 Eastern, and then a two-hour gap before Flames-Oilers at 8 o'clock. The NHL had a TV ratings boom during the playoffs in the bubble because they had standalone matinee games every day. Too bad they couldn't retain that unintended consequence of a pandemic with better playoff scheduling this year and moving forward. Number two, inactive content management. Derek Stevens and I first started talking about active content management on this very program 3 years ago. It is the concept of programming and actively managing sporting events at public venues, like sportsbooks, bars, restaurants, swimming pools, wherever someone would want to watch a game. Derek called the lack of active content management, quote, a travesty in America. I thought at the time his statement might have been a bit hyperbolic, but 3 years later, it has never rang more true. I submit into evidence three events from just the last week. A local bar and grill here in Las Vegas on Sunday afternoon, two NHL playoff games, 10 baseball games, and the final round of the PGA Championship. They had nine TVs. Four were on college softball, three on international hockey, and two on a college football 150 show. Tuesday night at Herakles Cherokee Sportsbook, with the home state Hurricanes playing Game 4 in Madison Square Garden, the main sportsbook screen and volume was on a baseball documentary. And a story from a listener who was at a local casino right here in Las Vegas yesterday. He said he was playing in the pit and asked them to put the Brewers-Padres game on. After the game ended, he asked if they could either switch it to the NHL or NBA playoff game starting at 5. Four different people tried to change the channel but couldn't. They ended up turning off the TV when they eventually got stuck in an info loading screen. How can this be in 2022? This many business owners don't care, or are they simply not capable? If there is any attempt at management, it certainly isn't active. Tim Johnson, at TD_Johnson on Twitter, resurrected an idea from a couple years ago based on the current state of affairs. Start a business to do ACM for these bars, restaurants, and books, or start a TV show called Bar Rescue, where we go in and train them. It just keeps getting worse. And number one, a walk-off for the ump. The stakes were high in Magnolia, Arkansas on Saturday as the Northeastern State Riverhawks from Tukwila, Oklahoma, met the Henderson State Reddies in the Division II Central Baseball Regional. The Reddies led 11-5 heading into the bottom of the ninth. That's when the Never Say Die Riverhawks, having their best season in history, mounted a ferocious rally. The Riverhawks had played it two and had the bases loaded with two outs, trailing by four. That's when Blaze Brothers drove a ball to deep left center. The ball hit off the top of the wall, plating the three runners and cutting the lead to 11-10. Up next was Brock Reller, the Central Region Player of the Year, who had hit his 28th homer earlier in the game. But the mighty Casey, I mean Brock, would never have his bat. Because rounding first base, Blaze Brothers collided with the first base umpire. With both he and the ump knocked to the ground, Blaze got up and headed towards second. The throw came in from the cutoff. There was a bang-bang play at second base. And the first base umpire, trailing the play by at least 30 feet, the same first base umpire who had knocked Blaze down rounding first, called him out. The Northeastern State manager came out to protest. Surely the umpires would have ruled that there was, quote, umpire interference and rightfully awarded Blaze Brothers second base, or even put him back to first, giving Brock Reller his chance at the plate. The four-man crew huddled. They weighed the egregious lack of positioning and mechanics by the first base umpire, the harm caused by his actions, the rule book, and the gravity of the situation. And they ejected the manager and stood by their call, ending the Riverhawks' magical season. There was no joy in Magnoliaville.
Where did you see that?
Thank you. I follow this on Twitter, awful umpiring.
Oh, really?
And that's
I follow
where it came from.
I go by it once. I didn't even know he quoted the story. There's actually, you know, we can't show video of these things.
Right.
There's actually a video that a parent must have taken. I got this the still shot. But of him rounding the base, colliding with the umpire, them both getting up. I mean, it was...
Oh, what a fiasco.
Then it was like a four-minute thing in the middle of the field where they're trying to decide what to do. No, season
And the
over.
Player's name is actually Blaze Brothers?
Yes.
Wow.
And then Brock Reller next. Okay. Some great names in Division II Central Region.
Awesome job as always with no hyperbole.
Up next,
we will get the Maestro's thoughts. Rumors are swirling about two new cities getting a team in this sport. Are we talking about the best home court advantage maybe in any sport, if that's true?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Here he is, the GOAT. Soccer, tennis, Nigel Seeley at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter joins us now to go over the three huge matches this weekend in soccer. Thanks for getting up. Afternoon or where you're at. So Saturday, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, can Liverpool win their third title? 2.5 the total against Real Madrid. Exact score, they're $1.65 to advance. Red card, yellow card, all that business. Draw plus 260. Take this away as only you can. How are you going to bet Liverpool and Real Madrid?
Well, morning to you both. I think the thing is with the Champions League match, it's the biggest game of European club football, arguably the biggest game in world football, barring a World Cup final. So if any odds compilers or anyone who makes the markets stateside or over here in Europe makes a mistake on this game, well, they're in the wrong job. As I've said many times before, you find the errors in the lower leagues, you find the error in the lesser games, you find the errors when there's a lot of team news. These are the two of the best teams in world football going head to head. Two of the most prolific, or the most prolific clubs in European football in terms of titles and in terms of champions of Europe. I think it's a lot closer, though, than the odds suggest. I think we maybe have got carried away with Liverpool a little bit. Liverpool are an overwhelming favourite, probably the better team. If you look at their if you look at their team, they've got the best team. But I think they've played a lot of football, awful lot of football. They've come through two cup competitions in England and won them both. Both of them have gone to extra time. They've made it all the way through to the Champions League. A lot of their players played in the African Cup of Nations. And at the end of last year, we had a Euros as well. So there's been no let up. It's been the Copa America for the South American players. And I feel Liverpool have looked really leggy. They've looked really, really tired at the end of the season. And it's whether they can lift themselves to one big game. Whereas Real Madrid have come into this game, crowned champions of Spain for a record-breaking time. Ancelotti's had the luxury to be able to rest players for two games at the end of the season, which meant very little. Whereas Liverpool thought they were going to sit out a chance of winning the Premier League title last week. So I feel that Real Madrid are being a little bit overlooked here. They're the most successful club in European football. And they have a huge goal threat. They played English opposition twice in this competition and they beat them both. Now, admittedly, they shouldn't have beaten them both. Chelsea were a better side in the second leg. And what Manchester City did, I still never know how they never got past Real Madrid with just a minute to go. They've been very fortunate, but they've rode their luck. But they've got goals. Benzema has got goals. The other attacking options they have, the midfield is fantastic. Creativity from that midfield. And I think they'll trouble Liverpool. So I don't think this is a foregone conclusion by any means. If you look at the prop markets, I think it's really, really hard not to see goals. I mean, Real Madrid score goals against Manchester City. They beat Paris Saint-Germain as well, obviously. They've had a really tough route and they've scored goals and they've done it from the front foot. They've done it from attacking teams. They've done it at really getting that side. And I think they won't change their tactic against Liverpool. I think they'll really go for it. So I feel goals are definitely the way to go. Over 2.5 goals is a bet for me. -148 around that kind of price. Under 2.5 goals is the underdog. And usually in favourites, it's a little bit closer. But when these two sides like this with so much attacking flair, you can't try to find it very hard not to see the goals. Already in this competition, Liverpool have played Benfica, conceded 3 goals. They played Atletico Madrid, conceded a goal. Inter Milan, they conceded a goal. AC Milan, they conceded a goal. And in their last 5 matches in regular time in the Premier League, not including the FA Cup and against Chelsea, but in their regular Premier League games, they conceded goals as well. They won them, but they conceded. They conceded against Southampton. They conceded against Wolves. Now, Real Madrid are a lot better attacking than those sides that they've conceded goals in. So I feel this is a final with goals. I like over 2.5 goals. I like both teams to score, but both teams to score is very low, about -$2. But I think it's going to be very rare. I think it's going to be a final where we are going to see goals. And that brings in a couple of props. So if you look at the -$2 and the minus, you might think that's not a price for me. But remember, Real Madrid have come from behind and won games in this tournament. Liverpool have conceded goals. And in a game, we expect goals. There's a couple of props I like. There's one of them is Liverpool to come from behind and win the cup, which is $9. Or Real Madrid come from behind and win the cup, which is $12. We know they're going to be goals. We expect both teams to score. And we don't think the tie is going to be over, even if one team goes 1-0 up because of the attacking flair on the other side. So I think that's a good way to get with goals in a prop scenario. The other thing I like here is that going against the bookings. The referee is called Clement Taupin. He doesn't give many cards. I mean, if you look back through his statistics, he averages 3.68 cards per game this season, so around about 3.5. And the 4 real high-profile matches he refereed in were Chelsea against Real Madrid, where he gave 2 bookings, West Ham against Seville in the Europa League, which was a real, real great atmosphere and a fantastic game. He gave 3 bookings. Borussia Dortmund against Rangers, which is another big, big game. He gave 2 bookings. And he refereed the game where Italy were dumped out, the World Cup qualified, when they played North Macedonia in a real feisty game. And he only gave 1 booking. So in the 4 high-profile games, he only has never gone over 3. Liverpool have been in 2 recent Champions League finals. They played against Tottenham in an all-English affair a few years back. There was 1 booking. Sorry, there wasn't a booking in that game. And then they played against Real Madrid in a repeat of this final, and there was 1 booking. I feel these two sides have so much respect for them. I think the managers have so much respect, and I think it will be played in a great level. I don't think there's going to be any rolling on the floor, any animosity between the two sides. I think this is going to be a quite clean game. And I like the prop here, over 2.5 goals and under 4.5 bookings. I think that's a good prop with the stats that the referee has in this game.
By the way, guys, 534 ways to bet this game at BetRivers.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at the menu right now, Nigel. It is, I can't even, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot. I mean, the thing is, a lot of the props are all sort of linked together. So if you're going for the goals angle, you can find goals angles in every sort of prop that thinks goals in. That's why I feel that the both teams to score and one to come back. You've got to remember as well, Carlo Ancelotti is the manager of Real Madrid. He was the manager of AC Milan when Liverpool played him that unbelievable game in Istanbul where AC Milan went 3-0 up and thought they won it, and Liverpool came back and won. So there is history of goals between these two sides.
Okay. A couple minutes left. What is it, over $100 million on the line Sunday? The Huddersfield Nottingham Forest winner promoted to the Premier League Sunday morning. And 2.5, I think I'm under 2.5 on that one. And then Saturday morning, League Two, Mansfield, Port Vale, also 2.5. Same thing. Playoff game winner is promoted. How do you see these two matches?
Well, I mean, the championship game was always a game that used to have really historically lots of high scoring games. But now the carrot that's being dangled is such a lucrative one in terms of money and revenue that everyone plays it very nervously. Both of these sides will hit each other on the break. They're both very good counter attacking sides and they're both very good defensively. So I feel this will be very low scoring. It's so going to be so much nerves. I think under 2.5 goals is probably still value at -150. I think there'd probably be, I don't believe there'd be many goals in this game. And I believe that you should do a double with under 2.5 goals in Mansfield, Port Vale. The one thing I always say about playoff matches and when we get to this stage, we've gone through a 46 game season in some cases. There's been a lot of games of football over the season. And these two sides that you're going to see at Wembley in both leagues are only separated by 1 point, which means a game that should have been a draw was a win, or a game they should have won is a draw. That's the whole difference between the two of them. And when you get to the final, the draw in 90 minutes is always the biggest price. I never really understand that. I mean, if you bet the draw in playoff games to be draws in 90 minutes over the years, you will make money because there's one of them finishes fifth in the league, one of them finishes sixth in the league, or one of them finishes fourth and one of them finishes third. There's nothing between them, nothing. So if you can't separate them over 46 games from August through to May, it's going to be very hard to separate the two sides in 90 minutes at Wembley. So I feel that both games could be value for draws. I like under 2.5 goals. I think the stats will tell you under 2.5 goals in history would also define that. And also nerves will play a big, big part, especially in the Championship. These boys are going to be on Premier League contracts. Big opportunity for them. Lots of money. Big opportunity for the managers as well. And I feel they'll both be very cagey and nervy affairs.
A-plus analysis, as always. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. He is at Sealy_Nigel, freshly back from Paris with the missus on a quick trip there yesterday. Thanks, mate, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck. Take care.
Yep.
Thank you.
You too. I did see over 3.5 goals in the match between Liverpool and Real Madrid, by the way, at over +180. All right, the first hour is brought to you by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. The offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, we will start the following hour talking Major League Baseball. A team's overall record on June 1st is typically a strong indicator of division winners and playoff teams. What about run differential on June 1st? Well, recent history tells us this.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur? Concur with
them. What, sir?
Do you concur?
Yes. Absolute abomination yesterday down the street. A three-hour wait at the Palms buffet on seafood night, which leads to other discussions. Longest drive you'd make for food should be no longer than 1 hour. Do you concur?
Well, I mean, so we live in a desert. Outside of Las Vegas, like, we're 3.5-4 hours away from everything. So what are we going to do? Actually, my buddies and I were tempted one time years ago before there was a Chick-fil-A here. We were going to drive to Rancho Cucamonga 3 hours to have Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
We decided against it. That probably sounds about right. But if you live in a different city, a bigger city than Las Vegas, it might take you an hour to go. It takes you an hour to drive 4 miles in L.A. So imagine if you want to go to...
No kidding. That's
true. Get a bite to eat somewhere in Malibu. Oh, good luck.
I was thinking about that the last time I went to L.A. We stayed in West Hollywood. We wanted to go to, I think it was Mastro's, but I don't know where it was. Malibu, whatever. I'm like, oh, Christ, how long of a Uber is that?
Yep.
I was like, yeah, I can't do it.
You know...
The one down the street was booked in Beverly Hills.
So strip traffic here can be awful. I think everybody knows that, right? It once took, many years ago, I drove out of the MGM to go to Paris. Not that far. Took me 45 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
What is that, a block and a half?
Yes, it is. Yep. 15 minutes is the longest you should wait in line at a drive-thru. Do you concur?
Well, anything more than that, and you're going to... But here's the problem, though. This happened to me. I won't name the joint. They were totally short-staffed. It was a Friday night. They were super busy. And we went to the drive-thru, only two cars in front of us.
You can name them. It's a bad job.
It doesn't matter, because once we got into the drive-thru, they had the curbs on both sides, and then there's a big truck behind me and another one behind that.
But
and
you're cut off.
Wait, but it took 35 minutes. But what can I do?
Well, they're a bad job. I know, but they're notorious.
I would do the count. I would do the car count.
Now, what's your car count?
But it depends. I've waited behind 15 cars, give or take, in and out before.
Okay, if it's Chick-fil-A or in and out, yes.
I trust it.
It's a machine.
I'm okay.
Yes.
Yes. Other spots, it can't be more than a handful.
Yep, five's my cutoff if it's not Chick-fil-A.
And you'll do the head count. I see seven cars, that's it.
McDonald's is a gong show. Now, if they have the double barrel action, if you have the two drive-thrus,
which
they go in and out. But again, they'd be pulled those shenanigans. We're pull ahead, sir. We know what you're up to. And the follow the money army's been all over it.
I will
They're
say
trying
this.
To pad their stats. I want my food now. I'm not pulling up.
You know, good job by these fast food restaurants, by the way, to realizing that the double drive through is the way to go.
Double
and
barrel.
They're adding that now more and more.
Get it going. Yeah, because you're right. When you're stuck, you can't pull like the Dave Koken tweet last year. Can't pull like that gal at Starbucks. She's like, I've had enough. She taps out and tries to, she's backing out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's backing out. Okay. Yeah, my cutoff's five. Five cars.
Fair. Good. All right. The mid-range game is a lost art in the NBA. Do you concur?
Outside of Chris Paul, yes, it is. Now, I understand the long two should disappear forever. It's the worst shot in basketball.
Right.
Just back up a couple more feet. They'll give you an extra point, buddy. But that is, yeah, that's.
You know who I miss?
Trying to think who had nailed it. Kobe was great at that. Chris Paul.
I'll give you a role player.
Vinny Microwave Johnson.
Yep. I'll give you a role player in recent years who was awesome with the mid-range. Loved his game. Sean Livingston.
Okay.
Oh, he
very
was
good.
Off the bench. That role, phenomenal. More guys should be like that.
I'll give you two other guys where they were so good in that area. Closer into the basket, but unbelievable using the backboard and kissing it. Duncan and Scottie Pippen.
Oh, Duncan was the man.
So was Pippen.
Yeah,
kissing
Pippen was
it
good.
Off the glass.
Yep. Aldridge always had a good mid-range when he's up in Portland.
Yeah, I would concur. Absolutely. Yep.
The Orlando Magic are making a big mistake if they draft Jabari Smith, number one overall. Do you concur?
No. Why would you say that? You could argue Chet. I mean, the kid's 7'1", 180, emaciated. Yeah. I mean, come on.
At least he could be a project.
Well,
does Jabari Smith translate well to the NBA?
I think he's actually underrated. I think the guard play was so bad at Auburn, and they couldn't get him the ball, that they held him down.
Here's one thing I'm not going to say, because I've reading articles and people who cover the draft, I'm not going to look at his performance against Miami in the tournament and say, this guy shouldn't be drafted. I can't. Jaden Ivey, didn't he have a stink bomb against St. Peter's? I can't look at one game in the tournament and say, I can't take this guy number one overall or number two overall. It's one game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came in March Madness, I think that's overhyped.
In light of what's going on in Brooklyn, we will never see another organization in the NBA turn it over to the superstars and let players run things. Do you concur?
Ooh, not quite yet. I still think we're going to see this happen.
I've changed my mind. Really?
I think we'll see it at least a couple more years.
According to the New York Daily News, the Nets are outright unwilling to offer Kyrie a long-term extension. Kevin Durant has not spoken to Nets management since the season ended.
Mm.
But Ben Simmons is back on track.
Yeah. What do you think of KD overall?
As a player, person? What's
person,
the question?
Person. I'm asking for. I'll tell you why.
He seems like a nice guy. I don't understand why a guy who makes that much money and has made that much money and has accomplished so much is concerned what Glenn in Iowa thinks. To have a burner account and to stay on social media, it blows my mind. I mean, I don't know.
You ever watch Letterman on Netflix?
Not enough.
Okay, so some of his recent episodes, Kevin Durant's on one of them.
Okay.
So I watched it. I think if you go check it out, it's like 45 minutes maybe. You might have a new appreciation for Kevin Durant. Now, he claims in the interview that he is joking around on social media. That part I'm not so sure about.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, and David asked him about it. But overall, from like, he asked him about, for what it's worth, he asked him about like marijuana. And like the last time he was high, Kevin Durant goes, I'm high right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but you need David Letterman, where they shoot this interview. Letterman says, this is where I live in Brooklyn. You got to see where David Letterman lives. It's unbelievable.
How so? Palatial estate or?
God, it's amazing. Oh, wow. Of course, he's made how much money in his career. Right. The Baltimore Orioles will win a playoff game before the Dallas Cowboys. Do you concur?
What? How you come up with that? Are you high? The Orioles.
Not.
How about you don't lose 100 games? Let's start there. Come on, Cowboys.
They're going to turn this around sooner than you think.
The Cowboys made the playoffs last. They won a playoff game a couple years ago.
I think it was, January of 2019?
Yeah.
When they beat the Seahawks? How many playoff wins do they have going back the last 25 years?
Three.
What is it, three?
Three or four?
Hmm?
Well, come on. They won one a couple years. They were in a playoff game last year.
Sure. So
what are you doing? Baltimore Orioles.
So if you say the Cowboys, that means that you think the Cowboys will win a playoff game this upcoming season. So I got news for you.
Oh, that's very aggressive of the Orioles. Come on.
The Orioles could be a playoff team maybe next year.
Come on.
Or the Cowboys have to win a playoff game in the next 2 years. The Orioles are going to be a playoff team sooner than you think. And all they have to do with this
You don't think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs?
No. I said win a playoff
this year?
Game.
I know. But I'm just saying to get in.
They had home field last year against the 49ers. It's Dak Prescott.
I'll go to war with Mike McCarthy.
You give me this. I like that. You give me 3-1 with the Orioles?
So now I'm getting you 3-1.
Plus 250?
The Orioles to... Boy, oh boy. What's... I guess...
That's a good prop.
No. Come on. Orioles.
Side job. If I could do it all over again, I'd do nothing but make props.
You could do it. You could do it. Yes.
One more here. Yeah. Nobody should own more than 3 cars. You concur.
Unless you have a big family? Yes, absolutely. You can only drive one at the same time. It's like these, I don't understand these people who have 200 pairs of shoes. What are you, the fashion thing? Like the women with 200 bottles of shampoo? Well, I don't get that.
Yep.
And like the ex would always want purses. I mean, how many do you need for Christ's sake with this fashion? But the cars like Reggie Jackson, Seinfeld,
Jay Leno, Floyd Mayweather.
You have to have a ton of money again, but the collector. Whatever happened to the good old days when he collected baseball cards and stamps? What do you got 4 or 5 cars for? I'll tell you, that guy, when the gal bought the Maserati from the guy, you get these rich people who buy it, and then they're like, it just sits there, I don't drive it.
Yeah.
And you get a brand new, you get a Maserati from 5 years ago, it's got 8 miles on it.
I'll tell you what, for a long time, during the pandemic and then even after that, wife was working out of the house. We got rid of one car, went down to one. It was a thing of beauty.
I don't get it.
Now, she had she works different hours now, so we have to get 2. In a perfect world, we'd have better public transportation. I love public transportation. I could win megabucks today. Let's say it was $100 million. The last thing I would do is go and buy 5 cars.
That's what I...
Don't need it. Not,
no.
Unnecessary.
No.
I'd concentrate on other things that are way more important to me. I don't think I'll ever have more than 3 cars ever at one time in my life at the same time. Don't need it. Nope.
Get a Mercedes. 12 years, I never had one issue. 12 years.
Yeah. Upgrade a little bit.
Yeah. Then I was doing 80 to 25 and ran in the wall.
I think we need to expand on that story at some point.
No, we don't.
We will recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.